Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Have you guys seen what Chick-fil-A is about to do?
Listen.
To change the game a little bit?
You're going, oh, what's going to happen? What are they doing? I don't know if you're ready if you haven't seen it.
Chick-fil-A. That Chick-fil-A.
Which one?
My pleasure, Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
Chick-fil-A will be testing the chicken and waffle sandwich starting on December 1st. Now, there's a catch. There's always a catch.
Mm-hmm.
There's a catch. I'm going to get to the catch in a second. We'll have a catch, Dad.
This will be San Francisco 49er, Brent Jones, end zone against the Cowboys.
The catch.
The catch.
Yes. But I want to tell you more about the sandwich first. The breakfast sandwich.
Come on.
And then the lunch entree sandwich. Both of them look similar. The only difference being that the breakfast sandwich is a little bit smaller. I want you to think about Chick-fil-A's normal chicken on the chicken sandwich.
I'm thinking about
okay?
it.
Okay. They've got bacon on it. And then instead of the bun that you're used to for your chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A,
which is pretty good if I can say
the that. Bun is made up of waffle.
Waffles.
So you're holding waffles on either side of the chicken and the bacon. And now you've got chicken and waffles. That's the breakfast sandwich. The entree sandwich is the same thing, but larger.
Okay.
It's chicken, it's bacon, and then instead of top and bottom rolls for bun, you've got waffles. It's the chicken and waffle all day option from Chick-fil-A. Come on now. Are you ready for the catch?
Yeah.
This is good news and bad news.
Yep.
The bad news first. It's not happening in the D.C. area. The good news. There are only 2 locations in America where they are testing this.
How
item.
Did they pick these 2 places?
I don't know.
This is what I want to know.
San Antonio is one of them.
Charles Barkley's already making fun of it.
And while I would consider a trip to San Antonio just to eat this, come back and tell you what I think in the fattest move ever, I'm not going to go to San Antonio to try the chicken and waffle sandwich at Chick-fil-A. But the other location is Baltimore, Maryland.
Balmer.
And yes, it will be a very fat thing to do. But maybe, just maybe, as a show field trip, not a field trip Friday.
No.
But as a show field trip one morning, we all pile into a car. We hop on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. We climb on up 295 toward Adley Rutschman and the Baltimore Orioles home ballpark at Camden Yards. And we get ourselves a chicken and waffle somewhere along the way in the Baltimore market. Danny, There's only two markets in America. One of them is 40 minutes from us.
Yep. This.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
This sandwich has always made sense. And kudos to them for doing it. It's up to you. I call upon you, Baltimore. We haven't always seen eye to eye. San Antonio, you got Wemby. Now you get this. Enough for you guys, to be frank. But I need you here.
You could have one. Wemby or this? Which one are you taking?
This. No, Wemby. Wemby. Damn it, I answered too quickly.
I'll also take Wemby.
But man, oh man. Here's what I need from all y'all. When this is being offered, go and get it. Make it so they sell out.
That's a great point.
Comes to us all. This cannot be just for you. This is about more than your little burgs. This is about us. I need it. I need this. I want it. I need it. We all need it. That sandwich sounds perfect.
It's a great point because if they don't take advantage of the offering, then it's an L.
Yeah, then the Chick-fil-A folks are like, all right, we tested it, we tried.
Chick-fil-A says, oh, we only moved 7 at store number 114 today. You guys need to take care of the rest of us and look out for us here on the Grant and Danny radio program. Now, it would be maybe the fattest thing we've ever done. The current fattest thing you've ever done.
It was New Orleans?
No.
No?
Well, that was
That's pretty fat.
Where you gained the most weight over 4 days.
Pretty fat behavior.
And you ate 4 bread puddings in one sitting.
Yeah.
No, you always say the fattest thing you've ever done is when you got like
the double Chipotle.
Chipotle, yep. Or something.
That
what'd you
tough.
Do again?
Yeah, so I went to Chipotle and I had a full Chipotle situation where the burrito was too big, so they had to have an extra tortilla to wrap it. So I ate that. Then I ate my chips and salsa, and my beverage there was full, went home. My buddies Quinn and Ryan walked in like, hey, we're going to Chipotle. Do you want to go? I said, yep. Yeah. And I went back and did it a second time.
That's a good.
It was pretty fat.
The fattest thing I've ever done is I went to Wendy's because I love the burger at Wendy's.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm just in the mood for that bacon, cheese, ketchup, mustard,
pickle.
You
don't have to explain yourself. People get that.
And so I went there, but I said, I'm not going to do a Wendy's fry. So then I drove to a McDonald's, like a mile and a half away, to get the McDonald's large fry and Coke with my Wendy's sandwich.
Yeah.
Gotta be the fattest thing I've ever done. That or every single time I'm in the fast food line when I have to pour out the cup of the previous fast food out the window to then toss the cup in the back to make room for the new cup. Now, Copair Paulson, down 40 pounds. It's been a little while since I did that
hadn't been
move.
Doing that move.
But that is normally a move. The Paulson is eating meatballs out of a cup. In a more shameful way, it's also been known as the pouring out of the drink to make room for the new cup in the cup holder in the car.
Dude, that's tough.
I mean, it's just
that is tough.
Real ones know, Dad, you've never done that? Don't tell me you've never done that.
With your Taco Bell Baja Blast freezers.
Are you going to admit that you've done it, or are you going to lie to Danny?
I've definitely done it.
It's a lock. Now, Clary, it's been a year and a half, maybe 2 years since you were reportedly
told. We forget he was puffy at one point.
He was really puffy at one point. Have you ever done that move where you had to pour out the cup in the drive-thru line to make room for the new cup that's coming into the car?
Yes, of course. I have done that a lot. They even had trash cans at my local McDonald's growing up in Annandale, and I would throw out the fast food cups that I had in there from probably the day before in that trash can. I'd get out of the car just to save myself from the embarrassment.
Would it be a fatter thing to do for us to drive to Baltimore to try this? Like, would that be my new fatter thing?
So let me respond to that.
Also, what's the fattest thing you've ever done? Now I'm curious.
Well, as
800-636-1067.
As a show bit, it's a show bit. If you just went fat, you see what I'm saying? If you go, it's just too important to me. I can't wait around for Ryan and Darius and Toby and Danny. And I'm not waiting for schedules to be aligned.
So, like, we've talked about it.
Yeah.
We're possibly going to go next week. And then I just, on my own, like, tomorrow night, everyone goes to sleep. It's 8:56. The wife went to bed early, and I'm sitting around twiddling my thumbs on a Friday night, and I go, there's a Chick-fil-A in the Baltimore market that's 48 minutes away. And I just drive up
and
there.
And you just go. So December 1st, whatever day of the week that is, crack of dawn, before everyone gets up, you just head out the door. And you go ahead and go get with the breakfast one. And then you hang around and loiter until lunchtime. You get a lunch one and then come to work. That would be super fat.
I think you're onto something.
Yeah. But we can do it a show bit. A show bit's a show bit.
So, but then it's still fat. You're just saying it's excused.
Yeah, it's way more forgivable.
Because it's like saying, am I a bad dad on Sundays when I sit there and watch football all day long? I'm still a bad dad, but it's for the show.
Yeah. Like, if we're being entertaining, or trying to be, and, you know, we end up getting in trouble at the homestead later because of something that kind of slipped out in the name of doing bits on the air, it's part of the gig. Sorry. That's what this is to me. That's part of the gig. If it comes up that we got to go eat chicken and waffle sandwiches or Chick-fil-A as part of the show, it's part of the show.
Is there a chance, though, that San Antonio and Baltimore dropped the ball and we never experienced this?
Here's what would happen realistically. It'll be about the logistics of making of the waffles. Can they pull it off? Because McDonald's for so many years wouldn't do breakfast all day because their point was logistically it's way too complicated to have multiple menus and two things going. And I'm like, come on, figure it out. You've got so much money. Figure it out, please.
It wasn't cost efficient.
Yeah, it wasn't cost efficient.
They started doing it again. They brought it back, and I made good use of that breakfast menu all day long, and then they got away with it again.
And that's what they argued for so many years, that they just couldn't do it. This is about that, I think, is where they're going to test it out at various stores to be like, okay, someone ordered it. Fire that waffle. So put the waffle maker on. Can we make it in 30 seconds so that now we get the chicken and the pickle and the bacon and the whatever? Can we do it efficiently? That's more the test than if it's delicious. Because I got news. It's delicious.
Right.
I haven't had it. And I would bet this arm, and these legs that it's delicious.
It's got to be. How could it not be? What a slam dunk of an idea.
Yeah.
I'm always fascinated by the meeting where this had to have come up a million times before. There's no way no one had ever suggested or said, what about waffles as a bun and do a chicken and waffle?
Yeah, like Steve's the chicken and waffle guy. Finally, someone listened to him.
They go to him in the meeting and they're like, all right, Steve, any ideas? And they're all like nudging each other like, you know he's going to say it again. And then he goes, I think it's time to try chicken and waffles all day long on the menu. And they're like, you got it. And then how do they decide San Antonio and Baltimore? You got Chick-fil-A's in every market in America.
That's what I don't know.
They're not just East and Mid-Atlantic and Central, right? I mean, by now, you could get Chick-fil-A in California. This is not like a Jack-in-the-Box bit, no, right?
I think they're everywhere.
So they're all over the country, and you choose San Antonio and Baltimore for your chicken and your waffle, and the rest of us get nothing? We get bupkis? To quote Danny Ruye, love saying bupkis.
I do. I say bupkis a lot.
Is it bupkis or buttkiss?
With a P.
It seems like it should be butt kiss. We get butt kiss.
Butt kiss is a different thing. That's more of either a linebacker or kind of a kiss ass.
Dick butt kiss.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story.
It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.